Two individuals pulled from a lake beside a vehicle. One had his foot on the brake. The windows was fully up and the doors was locked. The news made the headline and the town was shocked. The driver was clutching a can of high C. His jacket was tied to a nearby tree. His jeans had dyeing him. An unusual tattoo was the only hope of identifying him. The autopsies revealed gunshot wounds. Dental records matched to a newly wet room. This accident was a cover-up for homicide. Two who might have stayed alive from paying bribes. The chief's investigators have relied on the media for help to track down the perpetrators. They canvassed the neighborhood to standard procedure and visited the home of a topless skeezer who was at the bar where he was last seen alive. Left with them just 10 minutes after they arrived. Despite the police efforts, they turned up nothing. Just an ex-hooker trying to get a rep from bluffing. But the wide publicity had just paid off. From a hard rock inmate who was just made sore. He said he knew a man who killed the pop star and almost got caught by a passing cop car. The inmate said probably the motive was robbery. And knowing this and keeping it a secret, it bothers me. He said this individual killed for low billings and purchased a murder kit blocks from a killing. The sheriff's office had no time to waste, but the inmate made a deal to avoid the case. So he cooperated fully and snitched on his chop shop mechanic who used to move bodies on the pulley. An extortionist involved in similar incidents. Payments that came in $1,000 increments. Suspicious activities had flooded the place, so they subpoenaed phone records for the calls to trace. The hair that was taken from his car interior was that of a young girl who felt inferior. She died fighting and probably aroused his anger, holding on for life as she faced the strangler. The crime seemed to be sexual in nature. It was substantial evidence that the nigga raped her. The suspect had marks on his face and chest, but it just wasn't enough to get an arrest. Asked of his whereabouts on the 3rd of July. Said he partied with his friends and had a solid alibi. But there's always something left at the scene on a small scale. His microscopic traces of blood under her face.